Right now, this portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Life Care Center of Medina, 2400 Columbia Road. Care for your loved ones' health and well-being is closer than you think. And we're joined by Janet Harst of Life Care Center of Medina, and Joe Tate has hung around. I wonder why Joe is still here.
Find out.
We'll find out. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, apparently you're familiar with Joe Tate.
Well, I just met him this morning, but I know that he was in our facility before I arrived. I came on board in February, but he came in and rehabbed before I got there.
Joe, what kind of a rehab were you working on?
First time was for pulmonary embolism recovery, and the second time was off open heart surgery.
And what was your rehab like for there? Was there an extended time that you were there? Or what?
Yeah, I was there for some time. I can't tell you specifically day to day, but it seemed like a long time. and every time those physical therapists got a hold of me out there in the exercise area, it seemed like forever because they knew their jobs and they knew how to, get you to the point where it may sound simple, but they got you so you could walk again.
Well, the closest you probably came for the physical therapy when you were doing the calves, maybe walking by a trainer's room or something on your way to the broadcast booth.
I used to get that for free. Sure, just go in and see the trainer for anything from a hangnail to a sprained ankle.
But it's amazing those people, how much care they have for the people that they're treating and how well they kind of have to interact with them to kind of get them. Because you have to have a positive attitude to show the person who may be going through something that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Very much so. And I think sometimes, like Joe alluded to, they have to push. They have to push to make sure that you go through the hard work and you're able to go home. So I certainly understand what he meant about seeing them in the therapy gym. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could be your friend, but they also have to be a little stern, and they have to. But it's up to the patient, though, the person really to go through that with that therapy.
Correct. That's You have to want to go home, and I think that we help you get there.
What are some of the other services Life Care Center of Medina offers?
We're working very hard on several service lines. Therapy is a big one, but we're working right now with Medina General Hospital and their CHF clinic. Congestive Heart Failure Clinic, and we delivered 50 scales to them last Wednesday, and those are given to each of the CHF patients that leave the clinic. Some people can't afford to buy a scale, and it's really important when you have CHF. Even a 2-pound weight gain can mean that you're at risk to going back to the hospital. And at this point, with reimbursement changes the way they are, it's really critical that people don't go back to the hospital. We need to keep them out, keep them healthy, and make sure that they have what it takes to stay healthy. We're also working on our memory care unit. We're rehabbing our unit and training our staff. All our staff are going to be certified. It's a memory care neighborhood, and we're rehabbing that and getting our staff trained and activities. Activities program is the lifeblood of a memory care neighborhood. And then also working on wound care with the Cleveland Clinic. We met with them downtown 2 weeks ago, and we're going to be doing a lot of rehab for wounds, which is a very critical piece right now.
Janet, you mentioned you came on board not too long ago. Why Life Care?
My experience has been startup facilities and also assisting facilities to grow, and Life Care kind of was stagnant. And so I came on board to maybe put some life back into the facility. All facilities, they're ebbs and flows, wherever you are. And I think that at this point, we want, I was talking to someone earlier, and they said, sometimes it's hard just to go to work. We want to make sure that our staff want to come to work and have fun while they're there and be able to take care of people like Joe.
Well, that's really what it's all about, is trying to get people better, or those who are there, more help. You talked about the memory care. Can you explain that a little more, what that's about and what that's?
It's a secure unit where people, our residents can come in and the families, and they can feel safe. The unit is designed to respond to issues that occur when there's memory loss. We're working closely with the Alzheimer's Association. The physical plant, there's very few mirrors, and there's a reason for that. There's primary colors in all the right places. And again, the activity program is the lifeblood of any memory care neighborhood, because we have to meet them where they are. We have to provide care and services where they are, because they're not always at the same place. Sometimes they're back when they were 20 years old, sometimes when they're 30. So we have to know where they are and respond to that time and place. So there's a lot of different activities that we can do to accommodate.
Is this, I guess, new in the care for Alzheimer's patients, these things that they're trying to understand more, how to simplify things? You talk about primary colors, which I guess would make things more visual and make it not as complicated so the people aren't as frustrated.
There's always a lot of research in the area of Alzheimer's and dementia care, and I think that it's important. That's why we're making some changes in our memory care neighborhood, because there has been research that indicates these are the things that we need to do to make life, the quality of life, better for those who have memory issues.
We talked today with Janet Harse from Life Care Center of Medina. Also, Joe Tate is here with us too, who spent some time with that. Now, Joe, have you been, your follow-up care, any kind of therapy, rehab, has to do with sort of, and as they say goodbye to you, they give you probably a list of things that you kind of have to continue on to strengthen yourself? Is it, not that I'm prying onto that, is it something that you've been able to follow through on?
No. First of all, I got caught in this transition from Medina Hospital to Cleveland Clinic. And the Medina Hospital people, I guess a bunch of them bailed out of physical therapy and they hadn't been able to replace them. I'm sure they have replaced them by now, but not while I was there. And I just followed along with what I think the young lady's name was Jean, who had hold of me, literally, up at Life Care, and tried to do some of the things that she's done. And you can tell from my svelte figure, I've done just a tremendous job of, avoiding anything strenuous.
I thought you looked different just because you weren't wearing the sweaters that I normally see you in, too.
That was camouflage.
Oh, I see. That's how that works. But our guest today, Janet Harse with Life Care Center of Medina. If people want to find out more about the facility, what you offer, and how people can maybe, if they know someone who maybe could use the services, what's a good way to find that out?
You can certainly reach out to us at 330-483-3131. Give us a call, and we'll certainly explain the things that we offer in our facility. And it's been a really nice opportunity for me to be here this morning learning about Medina. I heard Joe a little bit earlier when he said, people, when you live in an area you don't experience, like Castle Noel. I, on the other hand, coming in with new eyes and new ears, I'm really excited about the opportunity and the things that are happening in Medina.
You get to see what is sort of nearby, so you can also see what the locals are doing and what they're up to as well.
Exactly.
And, of course, people can come by and tour the facility as well. You're always open to getting people to see what you have there, too. Again, it's at 2400 Columbia Road. Care for your loved ones, health, and well-being is closer than you think. Life Care Center of Medina.